Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'm speaking to you from the new house, which is chaotic to say the least. We moved in yesterday and I thought it was really smart. I thought I'd get everything organised, contacted Sky, contacted BT for broadband and everything, and everything was fine until it came to Friday when the BT engineer came, said everything was fine and went without sorting out the broadband. So we've we can't plug the router in, so I'm without broadband. So this boo may not go up for a day or two until we get that back. It's a bit of a problem. I'm a bit cross because I'm due to do a couple of interviews for VI Talk tomorrow evening. So I'm hoping that everything gets sorted in time. I think Michael's got computer problems as well, so that's not helping. But I've got a cat next to me. One of our cats has settled in absolutely brilliantly. She's like a duck to water in the new house. The other one, the younger one, is a little bit timid. She's not really moving about quite so much and she's not eating so much. So I'm a little bit concerned about her, but I think it'll just take her a bit longer to settle in. But Sophie here is absolutely thriving on it. She's loving it. She's really investigated. So I'm talking from the kitchen now, which is chaos, excuse me. We've got the fridge freezer installed, which you might be able to hear humming next to me. It's a frost freezer, so it's a little bit noisier. Sometimes it sounds like you've got a cow in your kitchen. A cooker that we bought off a friend who, absolutely lovely of them, let us have it really, really reasonably, and it is an expensive cooker. So we've got to find somebody who can install a dual fuel cooker because it's a gas hob and electric oven. So that's one of the phone calls to be made tomorrow. Gonna have to get a washing machine. There isn't one in here, and the one at our old house was in with the property, as was the cooker. So that's something to do. At the minute I've got a load of washing because I've got Jodie's uniform to do. That's in the washing machine at the old house because that's still ours until the 22nd of December. So there's a few bits left there, little bits we need to go and get. I'm just going to give that a really good clean before we hand it back to the letting agent and she can have her damp back for free. So it's kind of gone well. The carpets are being put down next Friday and Saturday. So until then, we can't do a massive amount. We can't unpack loads of things because we just need to move it again for Gary, the carpet fitter. But getting some good carpet put down, same colour all the way through. I'm told it's called spiced nutmeg, which apparently is not a perfectly plain carpet. It's got a speckle in it, which is going to be better with the animals and everything. So it's sort of shades of brown and beige, I think. But honestly, they could tell me it was yellow with green spots, couldn't they? And I wouldn't care. Rob's been cracking on with the painting. Jodie's bedroom is pretty much done. I might come back in a few minutes and do a little tour of the house. For anyone who's interested, don't feel you have to listen to it by any means. But the sounds are going to be so different now with it being downstairs. I'm stood in the kitchen and it's laminate floor that they left in the kitchen hall, downstairs toilet and walk-in cupboard. So that's nice. We don't have to do anything with this. This is decent laminate, which is good. I don't know really. It's all just phone calls to make, tell people the change of address and very few people the new phone landline number. Hopefully we won't get as many stupid calls from PPI people and people asking for John Gardner anymore. So that's that. And then the carpet's Friday, Saturday. So really this is going to give Rob a few days to get the glossing done. He wants to get all the skirting boards done before the carpets go down. And he's done Jodie's room. He's made a good start on the lounge because we've got the window wall in the lounge is being done in a shade of sort of terracotta, but it's not orange and it's not brown. It's like for anyone who's seen Tynmouth sand, apparently it's a bit like Tynmouth sand. It's sort of sandstony colour. It's called something earth and I can't think for the life of me. So we're having a feature wall in that and the rest of it is being done in a very, very, it's white, but it's a tiny bit off-white, but not massively. It's not cream or magnolia. It's just a hint of, so that's that being done. The rest of the house is being done in white. So, it's the curtains in Jodie's room are up, although she's got one set of blue, one set of pink, because we didn't know till we came to look around that she's got two windows in her bedroom. So I need to get her another set of blue curtains if I can match the one she's already got. And the lounge has got two windows, so they're going to be odd for a time, both cream, but odd till I can match up. But that's not a problem, as long as there's curtains up and it's warm. And it's gas central heating and it's a combi system, so it's instant hot water. Oh, God, it's blissful. It's just lovely. I just can't tell you if I sound really excited over something as simple as gas central heating and a combi system. I really am, because we've lived in such horrible, and I know people live in worse, so I'm not, you know, I'm not complaining. I am complaining. But, you know, when we came, our friend Denise, very kindly came over yesterday, and she drove us back and to from one house to the other while the removal men were doing the big stuff. She was brilliant. She helped me and Jodie make sure we had the beds up and made, and that we had, you know, the settee and chair and everything was all sorted in the lounge, and just things like that. She made sure that we had somewhere to sit, somewhere to sleep last night. And she unpacked loads of things in the kitchen so that everything was in cupboards, which is just brilliant. So that was so nice of her to help. When we were in our bedroom and at the old house, and I pulled out the bedside table, and all down the side of it was running. It was wet through off the damp, and I just thought, oh, you know, this is just great that we're just moving out of here. Just brilliant. And I really hope that they are not allowed to let the property to anybody else, because I wouldn't want anyone to live in those conditions. I mean, Rob's asthmatic. Jodie was, as a toddler, asthmatic, and has had to start using an asthma inhaler. Not regularly, but she's had to have one with her since we've lived in that old house. So I'm really hoping that they're not allowed to let it to anybody else. I think it's, to be honest, I think it's beyond repair after all the work they did last year. But this is lovely, this house. I mean, we haven't got the heating on, and it's toast, it's lovely. Unless it's because we've been used to living in such cold conditions that we just think it's like tropical in this house. No idea. But it's, it's great. Absolutely love it. So anyway, I hope everyone else is doing okay and having a good weekend. And I will catch up with you all soon. And this will be uploaded as soon as I can, as soon as I've got Wi-Fi, because I very much doubt it may upload on data. I'll give it a go. But thanks for all the wishes that people have sent, wishing us good luck with the move and everything. Really appreciate it. And it's a new start for the Fishwicks, which is good. Jodie's got a bit of a longer walk to school in the morning. She's going to have to set off at 8:15. Shock, horror. She's used to being like round the corner and setting off at 8:40. So I'm going to have to get her up a lot earlier. But she's quite excited because she lives near to a couple of her friends. So she'll be able to walk to school with friends and everything, which is lovely for her. So chilled out evening tonight, I think, me and Jodie. Rob's out playing pool, so he's going to get some downtime, just go and have a couple of pints and chill out, and then it's crack on with all the work again tomorrow. But he well deserves that after all the work he did yesterday and everything, and last week with the painting and stuff. And he's going to have a lot more to do this week. So anyway, I'm going to shoot off and go and collect Jodie's uniform from the old house, and I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.